a sampling of our students. And they have these beautiful mariposas on the ends. These are symbols of our right to migrate, our right to move. And it's a campaign called Stand Up and Stand In. They're standing up and standing in for those people who cannot be here tonight with their family members because of deportation. Okay, this next part is difficult for me. We have chosen Dr. Nancy Raquel Mirabal to represent the faculty tonight. Nancy has been teaching in our department for 20 years, and she is a fabulous teacher. You heard from her students. And that's no exaggeration. They do adore me. She is a scholar at heart, and she's going to take her next step in her academic career at the University of Maryland in College Park. This is a very sad thing, but we're also very proud of Nancy, and we are looking forward to all of the scholarship that we get to once she has more time to dedicate her to where her heart is really at, because she's such a scholar at heart. So it's my privilege and honor to introduce to you Dr. Nancy Raquel Mirabal. So, I was told I have 5 minutes. So I'm going to try to stick to my 5 minutes. So, thank you to everyone for being here to celebrate the graduation of your loved ones, sus queridos, from San Francisco State University. I want to take a moment to thank my colleagues and the chair, Teresa Carrillo, for allowing me this opportunity to speak with you. As she mentioned, it will most likely be my last time. After 20 years of teaching and working at San Francisco State University, it has been one of the greatest honors and pleasures of my life to have been your professor. It is during these moments that I can't help but remember what my grandmother, Nieves Garcia, said to me on my graduation. She said, "Mija, yo prefiero ir a 100 graduaciones que ir a 100 bodas." She said, "I prefer to go to 100 graduations before going to 100 weddings. So far, the graduations are winning." So I understood at that moment that the greatest power we have is our education, our intellect, and the freedom to live our lives as we choose. Yet it has become difficult than ever to graduate without being in debt, with job prospects shrinking, housing costs soaring, and neighborhoods changing. Earning a university degree is not easy. It takes dedication, commitment, and a lot of hard work. And we know this as your professors, and you all epitomize this. But earning a degree is worth it, because you are worth it. Regardless of what you have been told, universities are still the single most democratizing agent in our society. It is one of the few avenues for mobility, economic stability, and access in the United States. The fact that it has been under attack is in direct correlation to the number of working class, immigrants, and students of color who have successfully graduated with a university degree. Simply put, we are not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to succeed, but we have. So take a minute and look around you. Look at these beautiful faces of families, students, and communities that have gathered here tonight. We too were not meant to have this moment, but we do, and we continue to do so. I can still remember when we held our departmental graduations in room 116 with a handful of graduates. And look at us now. As your professor, mentor, and friend, I am amazed by your talents, your skills, and your ability to confront and face challenges head on. I'm awed by your ability to recreate, experiment, and craft a smarter and better reality. Please know that we need you. We need your brilliance, genius, invention, curiosity, and expansion. But more than anything, we really, really love you. So I'm going to end this brief speech with a few consejos. I did not find these on the internet. Don't go looking for them. They're not there. Each one has been time-tested by me. So these are my gifts to you. Number one, you have the right to create a life of your own making. If you are committed to your truth, doors will open. The right people will come. The right things will happen. I promise. I encourage you always to look behind the curtain, to read the tea leaves, to follow the footprints, to never be afraid to tell the emperor that he or she has no clothes. Go as far as you can, reach for every goal without fear, never, ever give up. Number three, there are many ways to be beautiful in the world. Do not accept the negative or the shaming or the undermining thoughts, ideas, and depictions of who you should be. Be you. And do it to the best of your ability. Number four, practice revolutionary love. I'll explain what that means. I know I'm in San Francisco, so let me explain myself. Love yourself no matter what, and love others even more. Love the moment, nature, inspiration, imperfection, and most of all, your failures. They will define you the most. Expand your conception of family. There is always a place at the table for beloved friends, neighbors, colleagues, and community. Get a dog. When in doubt, say yes. Always, always be kind. And as I tell my students all the time, your truth liberates others. In the end, all you have is your word. Be fierce about keeping your word. And finally, to quote my favorite philosopher and thinker, my mother, Delia Mirabal, she would say always, el mundo cambia con tu ejemplo, no con tu opinión. Lo que para ti, nadie te lo quita. Y siempre de las gracias. So thank you, congratulations, y muchas felicidades.
Gabriela. And all of the help from all of the faculty and staff. Okay, it's time to present the graduates.
To all my friends that have stuck with me, siempre me han apoyado, seeing you grow has helped me grow, and Diane, thank you so much for giving me the greatest passion.
Anthony Aguilar.
I want to thank my teachers for everything they taught me. I want to thank my brothers who were able to come up from LA, even though they got busy schedules. And I especially want to thank my mom and my dad for raising such a cool and handsome son.
Martin Arellano.
Gracias, gracias. Solo quiero agradecer a toda la gente que me brindó su apoyo, a mi familia, mi hermano que no está aquí, y a mi novia, mis amigos, a todos. Muchas gracias. Y a los profesores.
I would like to thank all the professors who helped shape my identity, who I am today. Thank you, professors. Without you, I wouldn't be here. And to my class, mates, never give up. Whatever you do, whatever they tell you, never give up. Congratulations.
Thanks to all my friends that came to support me, all the support that I had from the Howell family, from professors like Phil Klasky and Alejandro Murillo, who I want to see here, and to mi madre, mamá, te quiero mucho, si no fuera por ti, yo no estuviera aquí, te quiero con todo mi corazón.
Pastor de Jiménez.
I'm not sure, I wasn't prepared to come up with a speech, I'm just thankful to be here, thanks a lot.
Dorothy Chang.
I just want to thank my mom and dad and my boyfriend Jimmy, and I also want to thank my professors and all the friends I made in SFSU, and congratulations class of 2014.
Luisa Cortez.
Children, Ava and JR, I've been in school their whole life, so thank you for being patient with me. I'd also like to thank my husband for supporting me, and of course all of my family members who are my greatest inspirations, and then also thanks to my professors and my other teachers, which were my peers who taught me as well.
Quiero agradecer a mi mamá y a mi papá por todo el soporte que me han dado toda mi vida y que nunca ha sido el colegio una opción, sino siempre ha sido un mandado en la casa. Y a Rodríguez, Luli, Vanessa, Babs, Yadira, Alma, Jackie, thank you guys for coming through.
Laughter, my family, friends, and of course our professors. Daniela Medeiro.
Primero que nada, darle gracias a mi mami, porque si es que no estuviera aquí, si es que no fuera por ella, yo no estaría aquí. Yo creo que estaría en Chile todavía. Thank you, everyone, especially my mom, and just this has been a great experience for me. Thanks.
Denise Michel.
Los quiero mucho. Este diploma es dedicado para ustedes y para todas las familias. my three sisters, Blanca, Patty, Gabby. I hope I make you guys proud. I love you guys. You guys are inspiration to me. To my girlfriend, I love you. Thank you for helping me with my homework. And my nieces, this will be you in the future. Thank you so much.
Thanks to my little brother who came all the way here from LA to be here. And also thank you to my best friend for being here. I know he'd rather be at work, but he's here anyway. Thank you.
Quiero darle muchas gracias a mi familia, mis abuelitos, por todo el soporte que me ha dado. A mis dos hermanas, you two are next, y Paul, y a mi mamá, que como una madre soltera me dio todo lo que yo pude y necesitaba para estar aquí. A lo mismo.
Valeria Tapia.
Muchas gracias a mi mamá y mi papá por todo su apoyo. Estoy aquí por su sacrificio. Freddy, Violet, Louis, Teresa, Adriana, I'm here for your support. Maura, thank you so much to all my friends that I made and my professors for the gift of your knowledge. Thank you.
Stephanie Silvia Suarez.
Hermana Cintia, Jasmine, mi hermano Dani y Ángel, y a la doctora Carrillo, que es la persona que quiero ser cuando sea grande. Gracias.
Rebeca Lauterio Núñez.
Passed away last year. She had a stroke and she raised six children all by herself, including myself. So without her, I wouldn't be here. So I'm really, you know, thankful for that. Thank you, everyone.
Yanina Velasquez.
Quiero agradecerle a toda mi familia, a mis papás, por todos los sacrificios, por seguir motivándome. Los quiero mucho, y a mi mamá, que sin ella yo no sería nada.
Samudio Vázquez.
¿Qué te voy a decir? No sabía que había, que teníamos que dar un speech. So, a mi mamá, muchas gracias. Many years. A mis tías que están al costado, también muchas gracias. A mi abuelita, te voy a ver en diciembre. A mi papá también, muchas gracias.
Natalie Zaragoza.
I want to thank my mom and my papá. I love you guys, and this moment is dedicated to you guys for all the early mornings and the late nights and all your hard work. I love you guys, and thank you to Professor Amina Bang for being here supporting me. Thank you.
And last but not least, Lorena Zavala.
Le quiero dar gracias a mi mami por todo su apoyo con mi educación. Por ella quiero ser alguien y ser profesional. I want to thank my friends for their encouragement, even though I sometimes want to give up. And of course, my professors who stand in my mind and inspire me to be a good role model in my part of the community.
I want to thank Natalie Zaragoza for making our beautiful program. Thank you, Natalie. To close, two things for you. We have an original poem written by Angel Barragan, one of the graduates. We also have a dance to show our joy and celebration by Sal Sanfran. Angel's right in the middle there, where he always is, right stuck in the middle.
I normally don't speak out in the in publicly too much, but I've been asked to do that a lot lately, and I just want to say that I'm really emotional because I too remember when the graduating class fit in EP116. It was a really tiny room, and now we can barely fit you all on the stage. So congratulations.
Can I make a second talk? Oh, all right, it's okay. So, I feel very fortunate that I'm able to recite to you guys a poem that I made. Education really changed me. 4 years ago, I would have been in the back, hiding in the shadows, trying not to be seen by the people because I would have been so scared. And now I'm standing in front of all of your beautiful faces about to do something that I wrote myself. So thank you for the education. And I wrote this for you guys because I think the theme of today is to move forward. Y esto es nuestro futuro. We made it. How many years have we spent, day by day, waiting for this moment? But the struggle is not yet over. It will never be over. It is but the beginning of our future history. And we have what it takes to raise the stakes and shatter the borders of inequality. We will be unity. We will be changed. We will be leaders. We are the future mothers and fathers of the next generation of college graduates. We are brothers, sisters, friends, official teachers and doctors. Y este es nuestro tiempo. Pero tenemos que recordar nuestros inicios porque nuestros comienzos existen aún con los menos afortunados. Y tenemos el poder de lograr cambio porque somos los futuros ancestros de nuestra historia. And we're not here to make money, but to make a difference. And we are the directors of this movie called Life. So if you don't like a scene, change it. Education is contagious, so spread it. And time goes faster as we get older, so make it count. Make every single second count. And never, ever forget that you already made history. Just by being here, part of this group, they will see that they can do it, and they will do it too. So those bragging rights, you earned them. And it's okay to look back and be proud of what you've done, but we're not done. Esto es el comienzo. The struggle, our struggle, is not yet over. This is but the beginning of our future history. Thank you.
Graduating class of 2004.